Welcome to your five for the day. How are you when it comes to taking time off? Are you good at switching off, or do you always seem to be in work mode? I have to admit that I'm not very good at switching off. I enjoy what I do, and I find that it is easy to keep on going when you should be taking a rest. Believe it or not, the Bible establishes the principle of taking periods of rest. When God made the world, he made it in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. So how did God manage to rest after making this world? Well, when God does a job, he does it to perfection. He could not have improved on his creation. It was perfect, and he was content and satisfied with what he saw on the day of creation. I suppose we can rightly say now that it doesn't feel or look like a perfect world to us, and we are right. This world is not perfect, but the Bible teaches us that it was when God made it. In Genesis chapter 1, we read that it was good. Good, and indeed very good. So what went wrong? Why do we have climate disorders, earthquakes, and hurricanes? We cannot ignore the creatures that live on this planet. Why do we kill each other, hurt each other, and damage this world? Why does everything go old, wear out, decay? We're on a downward spiral, and nothing can stop these natural processes. Or can they be stopped? Let's answer the first question first. Why? We maybe don't like the answer, but the Bible does offer an explanation. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. The reason why the downward spiral exists is that everything that is not of God and blessed by God will ultimately fail. God created the universe for our good, but good can only be effective in the hands of the Creator God. When we handle good, we corrupt it, and it is tainted with our fallen nature. We, like the first man Adam, have made our choices, and we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God intended mankind to enjoy his blessings for ever, free of corruption and death, but Adam's act of rebellion condemned us all as guilty before God. We may feel that this is unfair, but these are the facts as revealed by God in his word, the Bible. Can the downward spiral be stopped? The message of the Bible is this: God the Father sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. This is not just climatic salvation or economic salvation or even ethical or moral salvation. All of those things will be effective in a future day, but initially God offers personal salvation to individuals. The Lord Jesus Christ said, when in this world, "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." He claimed that if a person took on board what he said and trusted him and believed that God had sent him, that that person would cross the line from death to life. They would be raised to everlasting life at the day of judgment, that they would be saved. We might well ask, how was all this possible? Was Jesus not just a good man? His claims are too great to be that of just a good man. He is either the real thing, or at best he was deluded, and at worst a liar. Check it out. He claimed to come from heaven. He claimed to be equal with God. He claimed to fulfill Bible predictions. He announced that he would draw all men to him upon dying. He predicted his own death and coming to life again after 3 days. These things are either true or false. There's no middle ground. All I can say to you as you listen today is, check it out for yourself. Read the Bible. Listen to what God has to say. Trust him. Take him at his word.